You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is a fluid? We generally tend to think about a fluid as that stuff squirting out of your garden hose, or helps your wipers clean your car window, or pours out of a milk carton. While those are examples of fluids, they're certainly not the only ones. Those three examples were liquids. Think back to elementary school when you learned about the states of matter: solids, liquids, gases, and plasma. Of those four states of matter, solids are the only one which are not a fluid. Liquids, gases, and plasma will fit into and fill a container. If you placed a quantity of a liquid or a gas or a plasma into a jar or box or a beaker, the particles of that material will move and flow to fit into the container. Think about it this way. If you poured milk into glass or blew air into a balloon, the milk or air will adapt to the shape of the container. This is different from, say, a chunk of wood. Drop that chunk of wood into the jar, the shape of the wood stays the same. Its particles won't move and flow to the shape of the jar. And that's what makes a fluid. The particles flow and move to take the shape of the container. The field of science which studies fluids, which studies the properties of liquids, gases, and plasma, is called fluid mechanics. Fluid mechanics studies the properties of fluids at rest, in motion, or when a force is applied to a fluid. Here's an experiment you can try at home to learn about fluid flow when there is a column of a fluid. Make sure to do this at a sink and have plenty of paper towels. Get a large plastic yogurt container and, using some kind of sharp object or paper punch, make a small hole about 1 to 2 inches from the bottom. Fill the container with water and notice the water squirting out the hole. Next, punch another similar sized hole a few inches above the first. And again, fill it with water and you'll notice the water squirting out the top hole doesn't go as far. Do it a third time. Punch another hole, similar size as the others, a few inches above the second one. Fill it with water again, and the water coming out this top hole doesn't go very far at all. What's going on is the pressure, which is on a column of fluid, is greatest at the bottom and less at the top. So the force of the fluid coming out the bottom hole is the greatest, and it goes the furthest. Well, we've just learned a little bit about fluids. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.